Dvar Halachos on the night after Shavuos. Okay, we'll go back to finish up the hard cheese inyan, where the Halacha says that if the hard cheese, you also have to wait 6 hours. That would be the common amount of waiting if the hard cheese. Except hard cheese is not so well defined in Halacha. The post can talk about it aging for 6 months. The post can nowadays say that because they chemically, they age it much faster. It doesn't take 6 months for that chemical process to happen. So it happens nowadays in less than 6 months many times because they add the ingredients that dry it out, that age it, that make the chemical changes to the cheese that they want to happen. So it might not take 6 months nowadays, and a lot of it's totally in texture and in the fatty residue that the cheese exudes. And some say it's taka hard, the cheese, pshuto kamashmo. If you ever saw a hard cheese, it's taka very, very hard to cut. You can't even cut it with a knife. You have to take a grate or something. So it's not very clear. Apparently Parmesan cheese, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Nobody's laughing, so I guess I am. Unless you also don't know how to pronounce it. Huh? Parmesan cheese is, from what I've seen, Parmesan cheese is hot cheese. It aged for 6 months even. And I told you, the Israeli yellow cheese, which is the closest thing to American cheese, what maybe Americans are used to American cheese, which is not hot cheese, but many poskim in Eretz Israel, including Rav Eliashiv, hold that the yellow cheese is hot cheese. It has that chumrah to it. Now, what do they put on pizza? I'm not sure. What? Parmesan cheese. Okay. We'll ask the pizza guy. But here's the story. There's a kula from an achron that if you melt the cheese, then you don't have to wait 6 hours if you melt it. It takes away, let's say, the reasons why you have to wait. It takes the edge off the flavor, and it's certainly no more residue. That's what it's a kula. Now, then there's a further. Some say the kula is only if it's melted into the food, and some say the kula is even if it's only melted onto the food. Now, I believe pizza is only melted onto the food, not into the food. So, bottom line, I mean, there's this halachic posters that are put up every week. We have it here sometimes by some halacha umaisa, it's called. And they have like the question of the week that they ask the Gedolei Poskim. So this week, I didn't see it here this week. It's a different color every week. If you collect them, it's very nice. You give it to your kids. It's very beautiful, different colors every week. So this week was white. Shavuos was white color, I guess because of milk, I guess. Anyway, so the question this week was how long do you have to wait after pizza? Apparently people eat pizza on Shavuos, I don't know. That's what it sounded like. It said, because Friday night you're going to be eating fleishchs. So if you eat milchiks, pizza. And the Gedolei Poskim of Eretz Yisrael say you have to wait 6 months. You have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours after eating pizza. Others are makil. So I figure like this. I don't know. I never came across anybody, I guess, Americans. Like to us, maybe because we're used to American cheese. I don't know. So let's say like this. If they melt yellow cheese onto pizza, so maybe there's two tzdodim to be makil. That the yellow cheese maybe is... There are poskim that hold the yellow cheese in Eretz Yisrael is not our cheese. And you have the kula of melting it. But be aware that the Gedolei poskim in Eretz Yisrael hold you have to wait 6 hours after eating pizza. I guess it's, no matter what cheese they use. If you buy in a store Parmesan cheese, I think they shake it like that, you have to wait 6 hours. Parmesan cheese, from what I've seen, is definitely hot cheese. It has aged 6 hours. If it's not melted, if it's melted, so maybe you could ask a shayla if you can rely on the kula of melting it. But if you just, like, people put it into a salad, like they shake it onto a salad, from what I see, Parmesan cheese, you definitely have to wait stam straight without the kula of melting, then Parmesan cheese is mamish hard cheese, not like the yellow cheese, and you have to wait 6 hours. Feta cheese, feta, feta cheese is one of those cheeses that has not aged 6 months, but many poskim say has chemically been altered in a way that cheeses used to be altered in 6 months, and therefore, you have to wait 6 hours. So be aware that these are. By the way, in my research, it came out that eggplant parmesan has no parmesan cheese in it, which is like saying the base horror doesn't pass in any shilas. Okay. 30 piskin.